If we find that the devotional ambience around us, some devotees are behaving rudely with us, then how can we either stop it or what can we do to transform it in that situation with respect to the externals? We have to know that our spiritual growth is our responsibility. And the devotee association, whatever is there, it is meant to help us grow. I'll give you two examples for this. If I go to a hospital, my purpose in going to the hospital is to get healed. Once I was in Pune and I went to a government hospital. I had some minor cough. I went there and there I got tuberculosis. The cough would have lasted for 3 days, the tuberculosis lasted for 9 months. So sometimes we may go to a hospital for getting healed, but we may get some disease over there. So we have to be, at one level the hospital authorities have to be careful, you know, that they keep a hygienic atmosphere there. But on another level, we also have to be careful that I am going to the hospital and I have to be cautious. If somebody has an infectious disease, I should not go too close to them. So similarly, the association of devotees in a spiritual moment, that's meant to be a hospital for healing us. The problem, however, is that when we go in spiritual association, we think or we imagine or we expect that everyone should be healed. But different people come with different forms of diseases. And we go there primarily to associate with the doctor and to associate with those who are either serious about healing themselves or who have learned enough about healing to share about how to heal with others. Somebody may not be a doctor, but somebody may be a nurse, somebody may be an assistant doctor. They may also be able to help. So if my purpose is clear, that I am going in the association of devotees to remember Krishna, to increase my attraction to Krishna. And if I find that by the association of someone, after I come back from the temple, rather than remembering Krishna, I am remembering how that person dealt with me. Then I am not creating any positive memories for myself. So in that case, I may have to decide that I will not associate much with that person. We may have to keep a little distance. We don't have to be disrespectful or offensive. We don't even have to judge that person. So they may be having a particular disease. By disease, I mean that we all come from different conditionings and we are all going through different circumstances. All of us are carrying invisible burdens. We all have our anxieties, our problems, our issues. Sometimes a person walks very erect, nicely. And some person may just slump down and walk. Just looking at them, we understand, you know, they are depressed. And just looking at them makes others feel depressed. Sometimes some people are like that. But if we saw some coolie, some porter, say, who was carrying luggage on their back, and the luggage was very heavy and that's why they were bent, then we wouldn't blame them because there's a big luggage. So sometimes people are emotionally burdened, and it may not be anything that we have done. Actually, it may be something which they are going through. At one level, our philosophy is personal. Krishna is a person, we are a person, we have to have a personal relationship with Krishna. At the same time, when others behave inappropriately, we have to learn not to take it personally. in many of our interactions with others, the way others behave is not so much because of us, it is because of them. So they just snap at us because of something that has gone wrong in their life. That's why, don't take it so personally. But if that's what is happening repeatedly, then that indicates that they are not able to process the issues very well. So keep a distance. Does that answer your question? Yes.